Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we are. Today's Tuesday, April the 7th of 2020. Today is also known as National No Housework Day.
What?
So,
this is the greatest day ever.
I would imagine a lot of people are going to celebrate that. But if you're bored, man, it's like housework and yard work is the deal.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's also today is also National Beer Day.
Oh.
So, while you guys celebrate
coincides.
No housework, I'll be pouring some beer later on. My wife was all over Instagram last night trying to show the world that she actually had a glass of wine.
I haven't seen it yet.
Look, I have wine. Look, it's me and wine by the pool. She's so excited about it.
I don't think she talks like that either.
I walked outside. I was like, what are you doing?
By the pool.
Just showing off my wine that I can drink it.
Does she hold her nose when she talks?
I'm of age. I don't know, man. But it's like...
just for everyone to know, she does not sound like that.
I just want you to realize if you ever see her and she posts a picture of her drinking wine, that's one time that she drank it, okay? And I'm not trying to defend her. I just want you to know, don't believe the fact that she is like some of these celebrities who has her glass of wine every night.
Yeah, you told me that one time she took a picture saying her wine and that she took one sip.
And then fell asleep. Getting some R&R. Here's the bed. One sip of wine.
You just got to make that post, though.
I'm just going to keep the bottle and fill it up with grape juice. She'll never know the difference. She never will know the difference.
That's going to save you a lot of money.
I guarantee you she had that first sip of wine and dumped it off in the mulch. You know what I'm saying? Well, go ahead and agree with me.
Oh, well.
I know you want to. We appreciate you waking up and starting your day with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's almost like your coronavirus update early in the morning. You want to know the new stats? Here are the new stats. Worldwide, there are 1,356,000 cases of coronavirus. So far across the world, Kelly, 75,000 people have passed away. In the U.S., our number's pretty high at this point. 367,000 cases. Almost 11,000 people have passed away from coronavirus in the U.S. And in Arkansas, the number's up. The number of people with coronavirus that have tested positive for COVID-19 now sits at 927 people in Arkansas. 16 people have died. All right, so Governor Asa Hutchinson was talking about schools in Arkansas. And as many of us figured, the entire school year, the rest of the semester, has been called off. Yeah. Nobody goes back to class. So that's a big story. Walmart, Arkansas-based Walmart, has announced they're taking different steps to try to curb COVID-19 in their stores to keep their workers safe and the public as well. Basically, if you work at Walmart, you're going to have to go in before your shift, take your temperature. If you have a temperature of 100, they're going to send you home but pay you for coming to work. And then they say you have to be fever-free for at least 3 days before you come back. Hmm. I walked into the store yesterday, and as I did, have you noticed that they're only doing one entrance?
I haven't been.
Yeah, so you only go through one entrance if you go into the store. All the other entrances, even the garden section, has been closed off. There's caution tape out there. You have to walk way around everybody to go into the door. They actually have people who are spraying off the carts on the inside. So I noticed that going in because my wife sends me to the store every day. I'm not sure why she does that. It's like, do you love me? Do you want to send me in public every single day just to see what's going to happen? Am I a case study and I don't know it? Kind of thinking she might be treating me like one.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 1987, and George Strait had the number one song in country music on this day.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
I love old school George Strait. This was number one in 1987. Oceanfront property.
I
does George Strait just make me smile? So many memories of childhood. The year my wife was born, 87. Shut up.
I don't worship the ground you walk on. I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow. I try to find you. Cause I don't love you.
Now fueled by that,
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
George Strait, Oceanfront Property, was number one on this day in 1987.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on what celebrities are doing to help in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. So there's a global special that's going to be aired April 18th called One World Together at Home. Now, the cool thing about this is they're taking three people that kind of go head-to-head on late-night TV, and they're going to be hosting together. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert.
Wow, that's
cool. So they're all going to be hosting that together. The whole purpose of the show is to celebrate and support frontline healthcare workers in the fight against this pandemic. And it's going to be a digital special. It's going to have artists and performances from all over the world, as well as stories from healthcare heroes. So actual people that are on the front lines. And they're wanting this to be a source of helping people come together and just to be an encouragement. Now, some of the names that they're throwing out for the show: Lady Gaga, Casey Musgraves, Keith Urban, Alanis Morissette, Billie Eilish, Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, Elton John, John Legend, Lizzo, Paul McCartney, and Stevie Wonder. But they're going to be asking people from around the world to watch and take action. And then they're just hoping through this music and entertainment that this will help people that are, you know, stuck at home. And just be encouragement for them.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And the idea that so many of them come together, especially the late night hosts.
Yeah.
Who you're like, these guys hate each other.
Right.
But the truth is, when you have a great cause, they'll all come back together. Hey, Gotcha Gossip on Kelly Clarkson. Her daytime television show is about to make a return. But like many of the late night shows, she won't be doing that from the studio. She'll be doing her show from her home in Montana. So we'll see how that works out. Kelly Clarkson and the show coming back from her home.
Gotcha Gossip on Matthew McConaughey. So there's a lot of ways that people can make a difference right now. And when I read this, when I saw the video, I was like, wow, that's a way that I've never thought. But Matthew McConaughey helped his family, including his mom, play bingo with basically his mom joined a Zoom call, which everybody's Zooming right now.
Yeah.
And if you look at your computer and you're on a Zoom call, it looks like the Brady Bunch. You have all these squares and you can see everybody that's in on the Zoom call. So he helped his mom do a bingo contest or a game of bingo with the group at a nursing home.
Yeah.
And here's a clip. It's really sweet. Of course, he gets into it with all of them, but here's what it sounds like.
We got an I-24, I-24. Oh! Richard Blutch is waving a hammer up high. Oh, we got Charles Kings and the iPad up high. We got two winners.
I have never wanted to play bingo as much as I want to play bingo now, you know?
Well, it's kind of cool, too, because you can see his mom and his kids.
They're so excited, yeah.
Yeah, cool stuff from Matthew McConaughey. That's going to be up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog this morning as well. And also on the blog, Rita Wilson, who is the wife of Tom Hanks. She was, of course, quarantined in Australia based on COVID-19. And while she was there, she decided on her Instagram to start rapping. Hip hop, hooray, oh, right? The Naughty by Nature song.
Right.
Well, now we have an official remix to benefit Music Cares. It's Naughty by Nature and Rita Wilson, the wife of Tom Hanks. This is what it sounds like.
You heard a lot about a brother gaining more ground, being low down. I do the showdown with any little hoe around.
No,
I wanna know who you're believing. Be your funny reasons, even when I'm sleeping, you think I'm cheating.
He said, I know you, Mr. OPP man.
Yo, PP man, won't only see me, man.
You should've known when I
hit it and stepped that I was with it a bit, not to consider the rep. Heck, I did your partner cause she's hot as a baker, cause I'm naughty by nature.
Not cause I hate you. You put your heart in a part of a part that spreads apart. And forgot that I forgot.
You try to act like something.
So again, that's Rita Wilson with Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Hooray to benefit Music Cares. You can actually watch that video this morning as well on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. You can find it on Google. You can also watch my Twitter because it's going to be up there as well, Brandon on KFIN on Twitter.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
If you're at home and you're isolating and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your time, you could learn a rap like Rita Wilson did.
Yeah.
Old school rap. I would recommend Donkey Butt. That's a good one. What? Do you not
donkey
like that
butt.
One?
No, I know that whole song.
Because I thought forever that was Donkey Butt. I didn't realize it was Donkey.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. Did you think it was Donkey Butt? Tell the truth.
I knew it was Donkey Butt.
Well, I did too.
Please. Please. Please.
It's Donkey.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey.
It sounds so much like Donkey.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey.
Doesn't it? Tell the truth. It sounds like Donkey.
It does sound like Donkey.
I'm not dumb for thinking they're saying Donkey. You could learn the rap to that song if you want to. Maybe you want to, I don't know, learn the rap to Tootsie Roll.
The butterfly, oh, that's old. Let me see the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, did he say Tootsie?
Tootsie.
What did he say, though?
Tootsie.
I think he said Tootsie.
Tootsie Roll?
That's what my wife says.
I don't think that's what he says.
Here it is.
The butterfly, that's old. Let me see the Tootsie Roll.
Maybe he does.
That's where she got it. The 69 Boys. Anyway, if you don't want to learn rap, you can always listen to our podcast. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. It's on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and on TuneIn. You can even do a Google search for the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So for many of you, you know that I've done wrestling for much of my life. I broke in on television at the age of 14. It was pretty fun, right? Mm-hmm. I was on ESPN, thought I was the king of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But way before that, even before that age, I wanted to be a wrestler, and I tried to imitate what I saw on television. So I'm thinking probably by the age of 9 or 10, I was building wrestling rings in my garage or my backyard if it was summer.
What'd you build them with?
Whatever I could find. I typically would find some old lawn chairs and some lumber, and then I'd build the mat. And then we would build posts, and we'd string, what do you call that, extension cords? Like, you couldn't really bounce off of them. You had to be very careful, or you would fly off of there.
Wow.
But like, we had the whole thing built up. Like, back then, you couldn't just go mm-hmm. buy a wrestling ring, right? Like,
yeah.
Rich families can do that now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I formed what was at the time called the NWA, the Neighborhood Wrestling Alliance. And I would sell tickets for people to come watch me wrestle when I was about 10.
Really? Did you have like big crowds? Like, did the whole neighborhood come in to watch you wrestle?
Yeah. Sometimes we would have as many as 4 or 5 people. Sometimes I would have to get my brother and sister to watch. Hey, come watch. You're part of my show. I'll give you a free ticket.
Oh, they didn't have to pay 10 cents for their ticket.
No, so I remember my grandmother worked at an office supply store, so she got me the roll tickets, and I had like 1,000 tickets. I could still be giving those away today.
Wow.
But I'd give tickets out, and mm-hmm. sometimes I'd sell them. And if people didn't have enough money, sometimes I'd give discounts.
You don't have a dime? Free!
Free for you! I want you to get hooked on this entertainment we bring you.
Did they get hooked?
Oh, man, it was pretty awesome. So this is a weird thing, right? Back then, because you got to create your own names, right?
Put the pen down. You're pointing the pen at me.
Well, I can't remember all the names that we used, but I had a name, and I think mine was, I don't even know where this came from. You want to give you my name?
Of course.
Well, it was BB.
That's original.
BB Hogowitz. Because it was kind of like Hulk Hogan.
But I
couldn't be BB Hogan. So I was BB Hogowitz.
Brandon Hogowitz in the morning.
Doesn't really work as well like that. Mm-hmm. My cousin was my cousin on my wrestling show, and he was JT Hogowitz. Me and Dustin. And we would wrestle whoever else was in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I would buy a mask at a wrestling show, and I would make people wear the mask. Sometimes if I didn't have anybody to wrestle, I would put my sister in the mask and make her do it.
Stand still!
Just lay there and let me fly on top of you real quick. Had no idea what we were doing. It was probably extremely dangerous. Like, if I saw Kai doing that today, I'd be like, no, you're going to break someone's neck and I will be sued.
Of course.
My mother, I don't know if she even knew what was going on with the Neighborhood Wrestling Alliance. But the reason I bring it up is because my entrance music, because I had entrance music off of a cassette. I would record the music on a cassette off of the radio, and I found the song that I wanted to play as my entrance music. Mm-mm. And this song came out on this day 33 years ago on an album. The album was put out by Whitesnake. So my entrance music as B.B. Hogowitz was the Whitesnake song, Here I Go Again.
Here I go again on my own.
I'd come out in Texas.
Going down the only road I've ever known.
Oh my goodness.
True story. I'd go around giving high fives to everybody there in attendance.
Is this when your mom would crawl on the car that you
yes.
would talk about?
No.
Like the video?
That's really what drew the crowd.
I'm just another heart in need of rescue.
You know this song?
Yes.
Waiting on love, sweet charity.
Here comes B.B. Hogowitz.
And I'm gonna hold on for the rest of my day.
Tickets are a quarter. I have pictures from it. Yes. Here he comes.
And here I go again on my own.
Instead of a curtain, I had a sheet.
Did you mouth the word?
Oh, yeah. And I'd be like, yeah, what's up?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for you.
But like, they had curtains in the WWF at the time. So
did
I
you
would,
get like a sheet?
Yeah, I had two sheets. And I'd enter through there with the music playing.
I ain't wasting no more time, but here I go again.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there
introducing from Plano, Texas, weighing in at 45 pounds.
45?
B.B. Hogowitz! You realize I can't make stories like that up, right?
I think you should start it again.
Oh,
in
yeah,
your own
that'd
neighborhood.
Be, that'd be real pretty. I used to wear my biker shorts, had my ring belt, my entrance music, and I would take photos on the 35mm film that we would then take to Eckerd's Drug to get developed. So I have photos of all of this.
And they're all blurry.
I'll have to bring them so you guys can check it out. But anyway, on this day in 1987, Whitesnake, Here I Go Again, was put out on an album.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly's telling me that while I was doing my Neighborhood Wrestling Alliance and I was B.B. Hogowitz making my big entrance for one quarter, if you could afford it, Kelly said her husband Joey was doing martial arts shows.
He did. He used to do the same thing and tell his parents he was putting on a show and would tell them and his sister they need to come in and watch. And then my brother and I also did the same thing. But we had more than a wrestling show. We would do talents.
Oh, gosh. You did a variety show.
We would have a talent show. Yeah, we had a variety show.
Oh, my gosh. What was your talent?
We had all different kinds. One was we would do we could do partner tricks, and he would stand on his hands, and we would do stuff like acrobatic type stuff, and none of it was good. We would sing duets. I would make him. He was younger than me, so I was the forceful, bossy older sister that was telling him what to do. So I think that we were all in that same boat of making our parents pay for shows.
Born to entertain, man. That was us. And here we are today, still trying.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So a man and a woman were arguing in a U-Haul parking lot in Eugene, Oregon. Well, the guy got really mad, and he pulled out a firework, and he lit it, and he threw it at her.
What?
My brother used to do that to me. But she ducked and got out of the way, and the guy left the lot. Well, here's what he didn't know. There was another guy hiding in the U-Haul lot at the time, and he was underneath one of the other U-Haul trucks stealing gas. Well, sparks from the firework flew near the gas, and four U-Haul trucks burst into flames.
No, they did not.
The gas thief and the woman both ran away, and the gas thief's pants and sleeve were even on fire, and they caught everything on camera. So the police dug through security footage to figure out what happened. Eventually, they realized that the fire was the result of two totally unrelated crimes happening at the same time.
Wow.
So poor U-Haul guys, right?
Yeah.
So the guy who threw the firework was arrested for reckless endangerment and criminal mischief. But speaking of stealing gas, I got a good one for you today, Brandon.
Oh, good.
Where do turtles go when they need to get gas?
Maybe I have no idea. Where do turtles go when they need to get gas?
The Shell station.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So my wife has been doing things that make me uncomfortable, and I think she's ready to be done with me. It's like out with the old, in with the new. Maybe she's trying to do that, but trying to do it by sending me out in public all the time.
Well, I kind of want to go home because you have talked about your wife since the show started this morning, and I'm nervous.
Well, here's what I'm wondering. When we're told to social distance and to stay at home, why my wife has a daily list of things I need to go do?
She's Brandon.
Do you think? Because here's the deal. Guess who's staying home? She's staying home. Kai's staying home. Hey, could you go do this for me, please?
But you need, like, stuff to cook with, like milk and bread and eggs and toilet paper.
I did that on Sunday.
Y'all already run out?
No, she sent me off for something that I deemed non-essential.
Let me see if I deem it essential.
No, it's non-essential.
Because tell me what it is.
No, we had a debate about it because she's like, well, what, will you go to the store and get this? I'm like, I don't think that's very important right now in the middle of a pandemic.
Well, I'll tell you if it's important, and I will be honest. Leslie, if I side with Brandon already, I'm sorry, but because I'm trying.
Okay.
What is it?
She sent me to the store in the middle of a pandemic with social distancing and isolation because she needed some new mulch for around the pool.
That's a great idea. Don't you want your backyard to look good?
Essential. If she would have sent me to buy N95 masks, I would understand that. If we had to have food or medication, I get that.
Let me tell you why it's essential, Brandon.
Why?
It's going to make her happy.
But that doesn't matter.
Oh, it does matter. When you're quarantined, it matters.
In the middle of a pandemic, it doesn't matter if she's happy with the yard.
Brandon, if she's out mulching, working in the yard.
Yeah. You're trying to find any way to defend this. What? And there's no defense.
Because I've thought that I need mulch as well.
Oh, that's great. Go ahead. That's why you're doing it. You're trying to tell the story that it's fine. It's essential.
I didn't say it's essential.
Do you remember my essential purchase last week? Kai's second trampoline. I'm just starting to think that maybe she's trying to do me in. Do you see what I'm saying?
It's just a difference of opinion of essential items.
If I were to call the mayor of Jonesboro.
Oh, wow.
And say, hey, mayor, what do you think about this? Is it important for me to go buy mulch? I would imagine he would tell me it ain't that important. Right? Hey, Governor Asa Hutchinson. Is mulch essential right now?
Oh, wow.
I know you've just canceled school, but can I go out and get some mulch? Right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, April the 7th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Grant Beckwith of Stuttgart, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday. We have Jason Kaiser from Stuttgart, celebrating a birthday today as well. Jack Gueno of Jonesboro, Cindy Smith from Wynn, Tia Wallace of Jonesboro is turning the big 4-0 today. And Kenny Ross of Raven and Springs celebrates as well. If you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Tiki and Rondé Barber are 45. Twins, both retired from the NFL.
Yeah.
Bill Bellamy is 55, formerly of MTV.
I remember Bill Bellamy.
Russell Crowe is 56 today. Buster Douglas is 60, knocked out Mike Tyson to become undisputed heavyweight champion of the world in 1990.
And that was a huge story because they were fighting in Japan and nobody thought Buster Douglas had a chance because Tyson was tearing through everybody. He was knocking people out and fights were short. And along comes Buster Douglas and changes the world.
Happy birthday to Jackie Chan, who is 66 today.
What was the song from Rush Hour?
Whoa!
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
It's something like that, yeah.
Whoa!
I don't remember it the way you sing it, but
good gosh.
I'm sure.
I can't remember exactly how it goes, but I love the movie Rush Hour. That was fun.
It was good. Happy birthday, Jackie Chan. Tony Dorsett is 66, NFL Hall of Famer.
Oh, my Cowboys, man. His daughter I guess his ex-wife and his daughter lived one street over from me in Plano, Texas. And I was always riding my bicycle down the street to see if I could ever see if Tony Dorsett was going to show up.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I never saw him, though. Wow. He was never there.
Hmm. All right. And John Oates is 72 today, of course, from Hall & Oates.
All right. We should do some Hall & Oates.
Definitely.
Let's try Kiss on My Lips.
Because your kiss, no kiss is on my lips. Because your kiss, no kiss.
So you like that one?
Love it.
I remember listening to Hall & Oates with my mom. I think she was a big fan. How about one of Kelly's favorites?
Thanks, Raina.
You like this one, right?
I love it, yeah.
I figured you did. Mm-hmm.
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
Warning.
She's a man.
John Oates celebrating a birthday today.
Actually, my favorite Hall & Oates song.
You make my dreams come true. Well, you. Oh, yeah. You make my dreams come true.
John Oates of Hall & Oates, 72 today. Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So just like a lot of us, Kane Brown and John Legend are stuck at home due to the ongoing coronavirus quarantine. And they're not letting it stop them from creating music. Now, they have a song out that I cannot get enough of. I've listened to it over and over and over again. But it's called Last Time I Say Sorry. And they just kind of released a video. I guess you could call it a quarantine video because they're in their respective houses. But this is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's pretty tremendous. And again, yeah, there's all these clips from them at home. Kane Brown and John Legend.
I'm sorry. I've got to show you I won't do it again. I'll prove my love is true. I hope the last time I said sorry is the last time I say sorry to you.
It's a black and white video. Looks cool.
The first time I slept on the couch was our first New Year's Eve. I heard words come out my mouth that I still can't believe. Broken hearts and shattered champagne. We both don't wanna feel that again.
The second I apologized, you said, boy, I don't know. I said it cause I meant it, but you still wouldn't let it go. So I swallow my pride, see it from your side. I promise I'll do the best I can do. I won't say I'm sorry.
Have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Well, and the cool thing about going through that is it gives you a sneak peek at their homes, too. And you're like, wow, yeah, they live these crazy lives, these celebrities do. If you're a fan of Kenny Rogers like I am, Access TV has multiple Kenny Rogers specials going on this week, which I will be sure to set the DVR for. Tonight, they have Kenny, Dolly, and Willie, Something Inside So Strong. It's those three together. Coming up on Thursday, it's Kenny and Dolly, Real Love, with repeats on Sunday as well. So check your listings. If you love Kenny Rogers like I do, you can watch him on Access TV.
This is your favorite, isn't it?
Yes.
You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I found with you.
I mean, come on now.
You got to know when to hold 'em.
When to hold 'em.
Know when to fold 'em.
When to fold 'em.
Know when to walk.
I mean, really. So I played more Kenny Rogers in the last week or so.
We've got tonight.
But I mean, you could go through this library.
And she believes in me.
Right?
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
and of course,
tender love is blind. It requires a dedication.
Anyway, again, today, Access TV, Thursday, and on Sunday if you're a fan of Kenny Rogers.
So good news for Jordan Davis. He just scored his third consecutive number one with Slow Dance in a Parking Lot, but this is his third one. He has the first one, Singles You Up.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm going to be the first one calling
There's
you.
There's number one. Here's number one, number two.
Take it from me if you want a t-shirt to sleep in. It's my
I probably could have said that better. How about here's his second number one? Here's number one, number two. People are like, what's he talking about?
And here's, I started it.
Here's Jordan Davis's third number one. Number one, number three. Congratulations. So one more thing I want to do, and this is on the blog, and I'm going to tell you, I will encourage all of you, if you don't go look at anything else on the blog today, Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland has put out a version of the song Tomorrow, and the video that goes with it, and her vocals, it will stir emotion. If you're like me and sometimes you want to feel emotion, you want to feel alive with emotion, sometimes you want to know that you're alive, go watch this, because again, this intersperses scenes from American history and world history, and basically saying that the world will get better tomorrow. Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, hang on till tomorrow, come what may. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
Again, if you're going to watch one thing today on anything on social media, make it that. It's tremendous. It shows scenes of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. It shows scenes of the World Trade Center. And then the sun will come out tomorrow. There's babies opening their eyes and families coming back together. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog as well. And I'll also put it out on Twitter here in just a second. You can follow me on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
About to hit send on my tweet with the Jennifer Nettles video. What did you think? Give me the honest appraisal watching it for the first time. Jennifer Nettles Tomorrow, interspersed with all the clips from history.
People need to see it.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
It's real good. Mm-hmm. And her vocals, like if you were to say, hey, somebody's going to release a new version of the song Tomorrow, I'm going to be like, oh.
Which that's one of my favorite songs because it's from it? Annie. Yeah, it's from the show Annie.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Not a favorite. My wife loves a movie, but like if I were to hear that somebody was going to release that, I'd be like, oh no.
But the message is really cool because it shows historical moments where probably a lot of us felt like our parents, our grandparents, like we're never going to get through this. And you know what? We did. So same thing now, you know, with all this coronavirus and the tornado stuff for us, we will get through this and we'll shine again and the sun's going to come out tomorrow. It's really cool.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Again, if you watch one video today, make it that. I'm about to hit send on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. You can follow us on social media. Kelly and I are both on Instagram and Twitter. Again, Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
And if you're on Facebook, you can follow us there, facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
And I'm Kelly Brooke Perry.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So while many of us are beginning to take up new hobbies based on people being bored, social distancing, stay-at-home orders, and all of that, You know, some people are doing yoga. Some people are going heavier into home workouts. Some people are reading more books. Some people are gardening. Enter Kelly Perry into the mix, where she wants to have job number three as a journalist.
Okay. Well, when you say journalist, that makes me sound very important, and I'm not.
It makes you sound astute.
Astute.
Yes.
Nice word.
Thank you.
I mean, that's impressive.
I'm actually working on becoming a journalist.
Oh, well, you're past me already for knowing that word.
Astute. Okay, so tell me what you're trying to do, because I know you've taken up some type of new video work.
Okay, so actually, it was my husband Joey's idea. But so we're sitting there one night and we're talking about everything that's going on. We have a small business that's being affected, just everything that's happening right now with the COVID-19 stuff, the quarantining and all that.
Yep.
And so he kind of had the idea. He's like, we need to go around with our family, especially like our kids, our parents, anyone who's older than us, who's kind of been through things before, and say, hey, let's just sit them down in a social distancing manner or on Zoom or whatever, FaceTime, whatever. And let's record them and ask them certain questions. And like, let's say we start off with our kids. So imagine your kids now, they could be any age. Obviously they need to be able to talk.
Oh,
but
it's tough to have a conversation with people who can't speak.
But the reason we started doing this is I have a lot of home videos from my childhood and I love them now. I used to hate it when my dad would have a camera in my face all the time. Kelly, do this, Kelly. But now with him, you know, he's passed away 10 years ago, but now I have a lot of stuff from him and then a lot of stuff from my childhood I can look back on. And I'm so thankful now that he did it.
Yeah.
We hated it at the time. And there's so many videos of me rolling my eyes and, Dad, get the camera out of my face. But I'm so happy I have that. So that's part of my passion and wanting to do this is letting my kids have a little bit of remembering what we were like going through this. And what we're also doing, last night we interviewed Joey's parents. And they're in their 70s. And so we just asked them all different kinds of questions. Like, how is COVID affecting you? You know, how old are you? What's the worst thing you've been through in your life? What's the best thing? So they can be good questions. They can be, you know, sad questions. They can be, what's your biggest regret? But it's really funny because depending on the age, you get different answers, right?
Sure.
So when you interview your 12-year-old who's just missing out on sixth grade and playing Fortnite with his friends and has no care in the world, you're going to get a different answer than you would someone who's in their 40s that has lost their business, that is trying to put food on the table, that's trying to figure out where your kids are going to go for daycare. Mm-hmm. So we have started the process of interviewing all of our family members just to have it. We're not going to put it on social media. It's for no one else to see. It's for my kids to see. It costs no money. I need to make sure that I have some storage on my phone.
Yeah.
And then I back it up. But I just wanted to give everybody this idea because a lot of people don't think about it. We go through life. We're busy. And right now, a lot of us have a little bit more time.
Yeah.
And I think that I just want to kind of give people that idea because looking back in 10 years and 15 years, if you're gone and your kids are here and they have that to see, how much it's going to mean to them getting to see that. You know, what were my parents going through? I didn't know what my parents were going through at this time when they were my age. I want my kids to say, man, you know, my mom and dad were going through a lot of mess and they made it out. They're okay. They, you know, they kept our family together. I want them to see that. So just a little word of, I don't know, something that we're doing that I think is really cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
Because those videos are going to mean so much.
And you could interview Kai, and he's 10, and just even asking him, hey, Kai, what's the coronavirus? Whether his answer is wrong or right, let him answer, and then just, you know, kind of interview him throughout the years and just see how he changes.
There you go. Great motherly advice from the mother of the show, Kelly Perry.
I don't know about that.
What?
The mother of the show?
No, you're the mother.
All right.
You are a mother.
That's true.
So you're the mother of the show. I can't be a mother. I'm the daddy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy to serve you. It's the mommy of the show, the mother of the show.
The mother.
Would you rather be mother or mommy?
I don't know. Oh, if it was mommy, that means they're younger. Let's go with mommy.
So, yeah.
All of a sudden they quit saying that and it's a really sad day.
Yeah, because Kai calls me dad.
Instead of daddy.
And I loved being daddy.
Like, I almost remember the day it happened when Kurt did it.
What's up, mom? It's like when the voice starts to change, they start to be like, no, I'm done being a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So, yeah, I'd feel weird if I still called my mom mommy. I'm 42.
Yeah.
Hey, mommy.
Yeah. That's a little different. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if people still do, though.
If you do, it's okay. okay. I haven't heard it from a grown person.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Thanks for listening this morning. Mommy and Daddy on the radio. Let me clarify. It's Mommy and Daddy separately with different families.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Sometimes I get myself into predicaments and then I'm like, oh my gosh, self, why are you in this predicament? And it's a good predicament to be in, right? So I've been doing some more stuff with television lately and our friends at KJNB TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hate to brag, but I'm also a television star. What?
Mm-mm.
What? But here's the deal. I'm going to be doing some more stuff today, right? And I thought I was going to be on location. And they're like, hey, can you do us a favor? We want to do the at-home stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
They must not know you very well.
You want to talk about stress going through the roof? Tell me I'm going to have to be at home. And then I'm like, well, how am I going to do it? Because I'm trying to find every excuse not to do it.
Well, and if
they're listening right now, turn this off.
And if I was your wife, if you told me that, what's the number one thing she's going to be worried about?
The house.
Of course. That's so much pressure.
Yeah.
I'm already stressed out and I'm not your wife.
So then I'm like, okay, what time are we going to record this? And they give me the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, the lighting isn't going to be perfect. And I don't know if anybody has perfect lighting in their house, but probably not because most people have lights on their ceiling and not on the walls.
Yeah. I think it's just normally vloggers that have the special lights.
Yeah. But I need the special lights. So I was going to run to stores, but guess what? I can't because I don't have what I need. So I'm going to be doing this video today, and last night I found a tripod and a TV tray. You should have seen it, Kelly.
Mm-mm.
Because they're like, why don't you try, you know, we could do Skype, we can do Zoom, we can do FaceTime, whichever way we can record this. So I probably spent 2 hours last night walking around my house videoing myself, trying to find the spot with the good background. I was trying to find the spot with the best natural lighting. I was trying to figure out which way I needed to face. Because if you do this on your phone, it's kind of weird. Because you're not looking at the center of your phone. You have to look off to the camera thing.
I think this is the time of night last night where your wife sent me a text and asked me what I was doing because I think she needed to escape.
Is that when she started drinking wine?
I'm pretty sure that's when, yeah. It was like after the third hour of you walking around trying to get the light right, she was like, I can't handle it.
So my tripod that we have for the house doesn't have one of the attachments for a phone, right?
Yes. So you were trying to balance it.
I was trying to balance it in the brackets of the tripod on top of a TV tray. You know the old TV trays you'd pull up at the couch?
Mm-hmm.
So that was there, and I'm sitting on the couch, and then I don't know if you sit on the couch and don't have good posture, but I was recording myself. I'm like, I have really bad posture on the couch.
So you need to just
put your chest out,
right?
Shoulders back, chest out.
But then you almost don't look relatable.
Right.
Because no one sits like that.
Then I shave my face.
Which, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you know when he does this now,
he has major issues with
looking in the mirror because
I want to look clean.
You say you get bored. And all of a sudden you shave and then everyone in your house and work, they're like, what'd you do?
Why are you acting so weird? Because here's what happens. I spent so many years without facial hair, right? Because I just can't grow good facial hair. And what grows typically doesn't really grow on my cheeks. It kind of grows on my neck. But then there's people like Kelly and my wife are like, oh, just grow it like that. It's cool. Scruff is in, blah, blah, blah. But then I saw myself on the camera with my lighting. I'm like, looks like I haven't taken a bath all week. Looks like I have social distance from soap.
So you shave to make yourself look cleaner.
Yeah, because the makeup will apply better to my face because I'll use some makeup today too, some TV makeup. So just a heads up. Hey, if anybody has a ring light I can borrow because I don't think I can get one in the next couple hours, please let me know. Will you DM me and just say, hey, you can come get my ring light or you can bring it here. I should have bought one when I said I was going to buy one, but I didn't.
Help me.
Please wish me luck.
You're going to do great.
Because you know what happens. For some reason, we can come in here and there's no pressure. I can have 3 hours of sleep.
It's because there's not a camera.
But it's not even just that.
Like
it's
as soon as I just do this.
No, I can't do it.
See, I just held up my phone and it's not even on my camera, but you got weird.
But like people who listen to us like us, most of them.
I hope you do.
But like, you know, on television, it's different because it's not my audience. So I feel like there's a different pressure.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I can get my audience to watch me on television, then I'll have my people.
Now's your chance.
And these are my people. That's what
nice.
I need.
Nice.
So anyway, if anybody has a ring light, I need that. If anybody has any advice on how to do a tripod without the iPhone attachment. I need help with that. If anybody needs any, can give me any advice on anything.
On anything. He needs it.
Because literally, I go back and I'm watching the ACM Presents Our Country stuff. And like Carrie Underwood's house is a mansion.
They have lighting. Let me just
Yeah, they have
you.
Lighting.
They all have lighting.
Right. I need that. I need to look like Carrie Underwood.
Good luck
with
that.
Well, not physically like that, but I need to look like Tim McGraw tonight. What? You don't think so?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We do a lot of silly stuff on the radio, and we tell you about a lot of different things we're going to post and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to tell you this, and we've posted great stuff on the blog today. Matthew McConaughey with some senior citizens. We've posted John Legend and Kane Brown. But to me, the best thing we have up today, and the one thing, if you're only going to watch one thing we do all day today, that's go watch Jennifer Nettles and her version of Tomorrow. So it's a song from Annie, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. But when you watch the video, number one, let's go back. Just the vocals alone, they're fantastic. And like, I think you can get the emotion just from hearing it through the radio. But when you go back and you watch the video, and there's scenes of flooding from natural disasters, and there's scenes of tornado damage, and there's scenes of the World Trade Center, and there's scenes from war, and then there's the scenes of soldiers coming back home, and there's scenes of babies opening their eyes and smiling, and couples reuniting, I'm telling you, it's special. Yeah. And I think at this point in time, we all need little glimpses of hope, little rays of sunshine. And I think today, Jennifer Nettles and her version of Tomorrow can be that for you.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
But be ready for the emotion.
Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, hang on till tomorrow, come what may. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
It's beautiful, right?
Tomorrow,
man, I think you go find that today.
Tomorrow,
you share that with your friends and your family. We can all watch that together today. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. It's on my Facebook page, Brandon Baxter on the Radio. It's on Twitter as well, Brandon on KFIN. Jennifer Nettles and her version of Tomorrow.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on what celebrities are doing to help in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. So there's a global special that they're going to air on April 18th. It's called One World Together at Home. Now, this is really cool because Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert are coming together to all host it together.
Yeah, that's neat.
And typically, they're kind of competition.
No, they're direct competition.
Right.
Yeah.
So the whole purpose of the show is to celebrate and support frontline healthcare workers. And it's going to be a digital special. And there's tons of names that are thrown out for performances and that kind of thing. Lady Gaga, Kacey Musgraves, Keith Urban, Alanis Morissette, Billie Eilish, Billy Joel, Armstrong of Green Day, Elton John, Lizzo, Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder. Anyway, they're going to be asking people from around the world to watch and take action, whether that's with monetary donations or whatever. But they're hoping to celebrate those who risk their own health to safeguard everybody else's through music and entertainment. And again, that's going to be April 18th.
I love the idea of that.
Yeah.
And the idea that they're all going to come together, people we don't typically think are going to work together.
Right.
Like Lady Gaga is going to be there.
I want you to be loved, loved.
I love this song.
I want you to be loved, loved.
So you think Gaga, you think Keith Urban, and you're like, wow, that's kind of a cool mix mm-hmm. of them being on the same show.
And the sun is shining, and the distant road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee.
And then in walks Casey Musgraves.
We just blow smoke.
And then, I'm telling you, Alanis Morissette, I still love her.
And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you're home and you'll tell your life, tell your life, and I'll spend her life, and I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I've been, a chicken to make you.
That song, I could work out to that song, I think. Okay, so next thing. Kelly Clarkson's about to go back to doing her television show, The Kelly Clarkson Show. She's been on hiatus for about a month. Of course, everything shut down based on COVID-19. But like many of the night shows, the late night shows, she will now begin doing her talk show from home, probably using a Skype or a Zoom type of a deal. So Kelly Clarkson returns to your TV with new episodes of The Kelly Clarkson Show.
Got you gossip on Matthew McConaughey. So there's a lot of ways to help make a difference right now. And one of the ways Matthew McConaughey is doing that is simply playing virtual bingo with senior citizens. So Matthew and his family, including his mom, joined a Zoom call with residents of a senior living facility in Texas. And it's so precious. It sounds like they're having the best time. Yep. So imagine if you've been on a Zoom conference, you can see squares of people. So there's probably 25, 30 squares that he's getting to play bingo with. But here's a little clip of what it sounds like.
We got an I-24. Oh! Richard Blutch is waving a hammer up high. Well, we got Charles Kings in the iPad up high. We got two winners.
He sounds fun. Like a good bingo host.
Yeah, that's fun. Anyway. Also out today, Rita Wilson. If you remember, she was, she is the wife of Tom Hanks, and they had coronavirus. They were in quarantine in Australia. Mm-hmm. And while she was there, we learned through her Instagram that she loves the song Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature. So much so, we now have the official remix. It's Rita Wilson and Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Hooray.
You try to act like something really big is missing, even though my name's graffiti written on your pen. I love black women always, and disrespect ain't the way. Let's start a family today, Hip Hop Hooray.
Check out that video. It is up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, yeah. Florida Georgia Line, I love my country on Brandon Baxter in the Morning. You love it when I give a yeah, yeah.
Now, you can kind of get away with it in Florida Georgia Line songs, but you try to do that in other songs and it doesn't work.
George Strait doesn't work.
No.
Kenny Rogers doesn't
work.
You
can't go yeah, yeah.
No, but see, to me, that's like my way of saying I approve of something. Like, ooh, I approve of this. I like this a lot.
Just
I approve.
Just mouth it. Don't actually say it.
No, it sounds better when you all know I approve, too. It's my vocal approval system.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Happy weekend.
Yeah. You it's know what Tuesday. It is. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black no one knows what day it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what it is.
Oh, here we go.
Everything I do it big.
It's the only part he knows, guys. You know the first 30 seconds.
I don't even know that. Black and yellow, black
when
and
you
yellow,
work
black
out,
and yellow, black and yellow.
You work out to the first 30 seconds of the song and then rewind.
Loop. Yeah. There you go. That's about enough of that. That's my vocal approval. Yeah, yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the number one food being delivered by all of these people who are doing home food deliveries, the number one food across the country by unanimous decision is French fries.
Really? So comfort food.
It's the one thing that is ordered more than anything else. Other popular foods include pad thai.
Okay.
Which I'm not even sure what that is. Do you know what that is?
Isn't it noodles?
Okay.
With like maybe a mix of different stuff in it, like chicken or shrimp or steak or something.
So pad thai. They say burritos, number two or number three on the list of things being delivered. And crab rangoons, which I love those things.
Those are good.
Those are so good. Or cream cheese wontons.
Mm-hmm.
As far as drinks people are having delivered, they're of course having soda delivered. I've never tried a Thai iced tea.
I haven't either.
They have a horchata. You ever had that?
No.
Iced coffee.
No, I haven't. Had that delivered yet, but that would be good.
Lemonade.
Mm. It's been a second.
Yeah, since you've had, I mean, lemonade delivered, though?
Mm.
I ain't paying for lemonade to be delivered. Then they say as far as desserts, tiramisu is being delivered. Is that like a cake, a spongy cake,
yeah,
chocolatey thing?
I'm not going to pick that.
Baklava?
Not going to pick that.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either.
They say cheesecake.
Ooh, that's good.
Banana pudding.
Okay.
Which I love that. And churros.
Mm.
That's the the cinnamon, sugary goodness, the Mexican
ice cream.
Yeah, from the Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
Those are so good.
Those are good.
You bring me a fried ice cream right now, I'd be the happiest man on the planet. That and a beer. Not together.
Please someone do it. He's so grouchy today.
Yes. What?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Like a lot of us, Kane Brown and John Legend are at home due to the ongoing coronavirus quarantine, but they're not letting it stop them from creating a music video for their new single, Last Time I Say Sorry. This is what it sounds like.
I promise I'll do the best I can do. I won't say I'm sorry over and over. Can't just say I'm sorry. I gotta show you I won't do it again. I'll prove my love is true. I hope the last time I said sorry, the last time I say sorry to you.
That's beautiful, man. It really is.
And it's black and white. They're in their homes. They're doing a lot of it themselves. It's really cool. We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
If you're a fan of Kenny Rogers, Access TV has multiple different specials on Kenny airing this week. So, like for me, I'm going to set the DVR for these shows. There's one that happens today. It's Kenny, Dolly, and Willie, Something Inside So Strong. On Thursday, it's Kenny and Dolly called Real Love, and those repeat again on Sunday. So, check your local listings. Access TV giving you some Kenny Rogers. So for those of us who are fans and we're kind of going back and remembering all of that great music, this is kind of a nice little thing to reflect with.
Through the years, you've never let me down. You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I found with you. Through the years, I've never
anyway. Kenny Rogers on Access TV.
Good news for Jordan Davis. He just scored his third consecutive number one single with Slow Dance in a Parking Lot.
Slow dance with you. Spinning you around by the Walmart sign. Moving our feet over the painted white lines.
So congratulations to Jordan Davis.
And my favorite thing we've talked about today and played today is Jennifer Nettles and her version of the song Tomorrow from Annie. So you're going to hear the power of her vocals and how great the song sounds in her voice, because I think she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But then when you watch the music video with it, and there's scenes of the World Trade Center, there's scenes from Hurricane Katrina, there's scenes of disaster and war, there's also scenes of Dr. Martin Luther King, and there's all these scenes of people being proactive and coming together as a community. There's babies opening their eyes and smiling. There's soldiers coming back home. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And if you need something kind of feel good, it's emotional, but it's an emotional feel good. It's Jennifer Nettles and her version of Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're always a day.
That sign from the nurse, be responsible, stay home, because I can't. It's beautiful, man. If you want to see some strong stuff, it's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. And today's country music news is powered by Orville's Men's Store. You can shop them online right now. See what your wardrobe is missing, guys. Redefine your style while you're in seclusion, while you're in isolation, while you're quarantined. You can redesign your style. Shop online at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can find out about Kelly, her new job. She's taking another new job. She's beginning a new career. It involves home movies. And you can find out about that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. We also talk about how my wife might be, she might have it in for me. She's sending me to the store on a daily basis for what I deem non-essential items. Plus, I have some TV stuff going on, and I'm freaking out about lighting. I still don't have a ring light. If you have one or know someone who does, I'm doing stuff today.
He needs it ASAP.
I need it today. So we also relive some early memories of my life today when I was involved in the NWA.
And that means?
The Neighborhood Wrestling Alliance. My name was B.B. Hogowitz. I don't know, man. All that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn. You can go to your Alexa device and say, Alexa, play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. And if you've never listened to a podcast before, like Kelly's friend Amanda.
Yes, she had never listened to one, and she's an educator.
Well,
how
she needs to be educated.
World?
She needs to be educated on podcasts.
Yes, she does.
You can always sample the podcast on our website, kfine.com, kfin.com. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
There's a big series finale on tonight that everyone's talking about. I'm catching up on the show. If you haven't seen the show, it's really funny. It's called Schitt's Creek. It's the series finale.
Yeah, the family.
The family, yes.
They're up. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's their family. Yes.
You've never seen the show. Quit trying to talk about it.
But I know it's the last
everyone
name of the family.
Everyone who watches it loves it.
The Creek is,
the Creek.
Is from the family whose name is...
All right. The season finale of The Resident, the 100th episode of Empire, also NBC News special report on the coronavirus pandemic.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.